Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra. Welcome back to another episode of Shenanigans with the Strength of She.
Hey y'all!
Hey y'all! Up? We are going to start this episode right off with an icebreaker like we always do. Just a little question or game or something for our listeners to get to know us better and for us to get to know each other better. And so this week's icebreaker is, name something you have done recently in your life to make it easier. And I will go first. For example, the one thing that I've done recently to make my life easier is move my mother in my house. When I say it is a parent
hack. Love that for you. When Tristan's other grandma was still alive, that's what we had always planned for her to have, move in our house and have her own little wing. Woo!
Literally, we've been looking at multi-generational homes because I'm like, where are you going, bro? You ain't going nowhere.
I gotta move you around here.
Okay, you said Lola gonna raise herself.
I said, because Lola can't wait. I can't raise Lola all by myself. Daycare is expensive throughout the day. Y'all know this.
You paying for daycare
my kid
for
don't
Lola?
Go.
No, I'm saying if I were to. Doggy daycare.
It's more than a mortgage for week. Kids, I tell you that much.
A mortgage and a car note combined. It's crazy. I also, something very simple that I've done, I've downloaded this app where I can schedule my tasks. And so I actually allot them to a time because I'll put them in my planner and it's like, okay, this is what I need to do today. But it's like, okay, how can I optimize my time to, you know?
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Like, I know, like, when I'm, like, working on tasks, like, I don't have an app or anything, but I might look into getting one because what I was thinking is that, okay, so if I have to do whatever task, let's say I'm cleaning my room up, I'm like, I'm going to spend a solid 15 minutes on it. Whatever I can get done in 15 minutes, that's just what I'm going to get done. And then just move on to the next task. But what's the name of that?
It's called, I knew you were going to ask me that, so I pulled it up. It's called Structured.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a little pink up.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've seen that. That sounds like my therapist last year had me when I was trying to like just naturally work through different ADD symptoms. Had told me to set timers because one of my symptoms is severe like focus mode, so I can go hours working on something and not eat or use the bathroom or have any awareness of time. And so she would have me set like 30, 45 minute timers to be like a motivator to keep doing something until it goes off, but also just for me to be aware that there might be something else I need to do. Making me want to find some. I think what comes to mind, which I really loved it, a friend who was starting her business with helping people clean and organize and things like that around the house. You know, I had her come in like whenever I thought about it. I mean, I would text her like, girl, can you come tomorrow? Or like, if it was going to be just a crazy work week and I'm like, the last thing I need to do is worry about the dishes in my kitchen or, you know, just how things look and just having my space clean and I didn't have to take that extra time just made me less stressed. Then she moved away. And so now that's problematic. How dare she? So that's problematic, but it made me, you know, it gave me opportunity to test that out. Because it's always something that I've considered and definitely something that I will be continuing to invest in, because it's just like, oh, just one less thing. Just give me one less thing to do. Mm.
Yep. What about you, Yin?
So, you know, there's a few things that I've done, but I will only share one. So one thing that I've done is, like, throughout the week, I've decided to have, like, Thursdays as, like, my cleanup day. And I feel like it's helped a lot because, you know, working throughout the weekday and then weekend comes, like, I don't want to spend my whole weekend cleaning up. And so, you know, washing dishes, washing clothes, and everything is done by Friday. And so it's like I'll be able to actually spend time on doing the things that I want. So I kind of just started it, so we'll see how it goes. But so far, it's been going good.
I love that.
Me too. I thought you were going to say you waking up early.
I would say.
But you've been doing that for as long as I've known.
I wish.
Well, girl, I don't got it in me. I don't. I'm not a morning person.
My neighbor.
Is that a point where, like, even when I go to bed, like my body won't let me, like, sleep past a certain time? Or, like, yeah, it's just crazy. Or I've gotten to a point where, like, if I don't go to the gym in the morning, like, I feel like my whole day is off.
You know, you did just give me. I can think of another small thing. It isn't something I necessarily just started, but been trying to. I've been doing throughout the year. When?
Wow, you get back up here.
I've been doing throughout the year when possible, when it's not just like a crazy time. But I used to work at night a lot. Whether it was like with she stuff or work, like. I put Tristan down and start working on something at 11 or 12 o'clock. And I just told myself, girl, you can't do this shit no more. So I will give myself a cutoff. And I stopped working into the evening. And to kind of help me relax myself, I'll listen to like an Audible book when it's close to my bedtime, and then switch from that to like just rain sound so that I could go to bed earlier. So that's something that I've been doing for the last I would say for the majority of the year, and it's made getting up easier, but then also me not going to bed thinking about work better.
One thing that people talk about is like, you know, taking the time like before bed to like not consume things. And I know one thing that I was like, I would be in my bed like on social media or something. And like, I feel like when I stop doing that, or like I stop consuming things, so like, I don't know, like at least 15 minutes before I went to bed, like I slept better. Or I wouldn't have like, well, I mean, I still have vivid dreams, but I just feel like they're just different. And I don't know, I just wake up feeling better when I don't, like, consume stuff, like, right before bed.
That, or I've started to do more, like, focus scrolling. So I might look at something that is a little bit more thought-provoking or, like reflection type of content before I go to sleep. And I call it focus scrolling because I'll literally go to my explore page and only click on things that look like that. And then when I swipe, it just shows me items that only look like that versus me scrolling through my timeline. And I think for me, like, that gives me some kind of like stimulation before I go to sleep, and like helps me process some new ideas and thoughts while I'm sleeping and wake up in a different space than just like going through all the crap that's popping up on my feed.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
That's a good idea. Because I feel like I think I journal more at night before I go to sleep. And so I feel like if I was to focus more
to journal,
it would motivate me more.
Yeah. Especially if I know if I am going to journal or if I'm going to do, I've started to do like devotional. So if I'm going to look at that before I go to sleep, then I will look for things that are specific to that just to put myself in the right mindset before I go into it.
I was thinking about day is like springtime before bed. And so I think, because, you know, we start our bedtime routine at 8. And so I think prior to that, I'm going to have her, like, not have any screen time, like, 30 minutes before. And I'm going to, like, focus just, like, that hour, like, 8 and 9, on just not having my phone, just focus on, like, getting her down. Because lately she's been having trouble, like, falling asleep. And I think because I was reading about it, resting. But yeah, so she's still like learning and she's still like her imagination, you know, she's starting to get like her imagination, so her brain is like turning off. So I'm like, well, maybe I can help her, you know, like turn her brain off by just doing some quiet time. So we've been doing baths and reading a book.
And I think you'll probably find, even as she continues to get older, and if that time shifts later or she wants to do different things, like, you'll probably still do that, because we have to trick Tristan now by, like, telling him it's almost bedtime, and we set timers on the microwave, because now we can see, oh, okay, 30 minutes until I gotta go to bed. He always asks for an extension. And so we set that 30 minutes ahead of what would really be 30 minutes before bedtime, so that we're still staying on track. But, you know, we be negotiating. I'm like, oh, you want more of his TV time? Then we're not going to be able to read our story. And I know you really enjoy that. Or, you know, we need to do this or that before we go to bed. And so we got to pray. Blah, blah, blah. And so just helping him remember, like, oh, yeah, and, you know, there are things that you're going to lose if you don't. But even outside of, like, reading and things like that, I'll also incorporate, like, his school stuff, kind of, before bed, because he would always be pissed coming in and be like, you want me to do this right now? And I just left school. And I'm like, Phil, I just left work. I don't even feel like doing this with you, if I'm being honest, but I know that I need to. And so we might do a few, like, pages in his homework book first, you know, and say, like, okay, I'm going to do this again. And we're going to do 30 minutes of this. And then we're going to lead into, like, our actual thing. So that ends up helping, because then, yeah, they be just pop, 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 and steal from whatever it is they done watched. And I'm like, go, please go calm down.
Yeah. Yeah, her thing right now is, she's like, mouse, that's Mickey Mouse. Mouse. I'm like, girl, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the mouse was until just recently.
That's hilarious.
I figured it out.
Jimmy is cracking up.
Y'all got any other tips to make your life easier?
I got one. I got another one. This is a more recent one. I just started this in, like, between September and October. And it helped me a ton. Because especially if you're a person like me who has way too many apps on their phone and has way too many calendars. And then I have my work phone and my personal phone and, like, 6 Gmail accounts. So that's a whole nother issue. However, I, of course, still... What'd you say? Oh, okay.
I thought it was
some judgment. I was like, what?
No judgment.
I do still like to have my planners But I, of course, have like a business planner, a personal planner, and then I can always go to it. I can always have them. And it was just getting very calendarly complicated. You know, because I'm like, we got all our meetings and our recordings, and then the days that me and Nick are coordinated. Hold on, let me take that back. We got all of our meetings and our recordings, and then times where me and Tristan's dad are coordinating, and you know, date nights and stuff, other stuff I promised to do, or like Aisha Rose going to da 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 da. I said, who's gonna remember all this? So I, you know, revived my Google Calendar, and I color code them based on what it is. And so, like, anything that comes with Rasheed is pink, Tristan's blue, my appointments are yellow, my girl outings are orange or teal, depending on what it is. And I was just like, all this just kept going down. And especially if, you know, I was trying to coordinate like date days, then I just screenshot it and would just send it to him. Or if I am trying to figure out stuff with Nick, I would screenshot it to him and send it to him. So it was just a quick way for me to see all of my life in one capture, but then like have it super organized too. So I'm sure there are people that are like, girl, what, you use the calendar on your phone? But it helped just having me not try to reinvent the wheel with a whole nother app or a whole nother tool. It's like, okay, girl, just use this on your phone and just make it make sense for you. And you want to put it in colors, cool, you know. And it just has been easier for me to just see what my week is going to look like and plan according to that with everything.
I'm still a paper planner girl, but I color coordinate the thing. So yeah, my sheet things are pink. I've changed my sheet color like a million times. And I'm like, so this color is not resonating.
Maybe it's depending like, on your mood. Not, your mood with sheet. This color.
I needed, you know what? It wasn't even that. It was, I needed it to pop out more. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I love pink, so let's just make it.
Other than like my financial planner, I think, so I've been back and forth and trying different things, and I feel like I'm gonna have to stick to paper for financial things, like my like budget or like like keeping track of all my expenses and stuff. But then like everything else I've kind of like switched to like electronic. So like not necessarily a calendar, but like I really have like, or I go for like notes, and I have like all of my to-dos listed, like a little bit crazy. Well, I guess it's not necessarily crazy, but anyway, so like I planned out, like I have notes for like each month, and I plan out like the weeks, and then I go through in the day. So it's kind of like a calendar, but in my note section, because I feel like I'm always have my phone with me most of the time. And so it's just easier to keep track. But one thing that I did start doing recently is like when it comes to like my workouts and like the food that I eat, I started like to create like a calendar for the month and like just plan out everything a month in advance. Just because, well, this is for December.
I'm laughing on the inside because are you saying? Did you just say you plan out your meals a month in advance? I was about to say, I know you was not struggling with these and you out here planning.
Yeah, no, I say I'm going to start.
I knew that's why you were laughing at
me. I actually use like that calendar for that. To use for the other things, so it's really helpful. So I have like a duplicate calendar for that, for like working out, for my food, for all the things.
Wow. Not you then took our business calendars and converted them into meal plans and plans. I love
that. For like my personal calendar with stuff, but no, you know, I've just been really trying to think like, you know, how can I make my life easier? And I feel like that's been something to like making sure that I have a plan, like regardless of what it's for, just having a plan for everything. And I feel like I'm hoping that that is going to make things easier. Mm-hmm.
This has never happened before where the icebreaker becomes the hot topic, but I love that. I love that. You know, we are always about how can we optimize our time and our life over here at the Strength of She. And we will continuously keep trying new things. I think that's kind of who we are as people. We will try something, and then if that works, then we stick with it. If it don't, then we don't. Tweak it or something. I don't know. But we're always finding new ways to make our lives easier. Because, you know, I'm trying to get closer and closer to this soft girl era that we talked about many, many moons ago that I did not achieve this year.
It makes me think about that. This reel I posted a couple weeks back. This girl was on there. She was telling her future person, she said, come get me. You know, I'm just waiting on somebody. Come get me. You know, come get me because I am here and ready to and ready to partner. Here and ready to make both of our lives easier together. But this wound is doing life. The independent mama. Woo. It's a little ghetto.
It's ghetto. It's broken. Jenny, do you have a she-spiration for us?
You know, one thing I feel like that's been heavy on my heart is like, you know, when we experience things, there's like, you know, different types of sufferings. And you know, there's physical suffering that somebody might endure in life, and then there's emotional and mental suffering. And so, you know, we can't, well, depending on the extent, but and this is something that I talk to with my patients, but I think it could be applicable to different things in life. But, you know, we can't really control a lot of times the physical things if something happens. But, you know, what we can control is our emotional and mental thoughts around that situation. And so, you know, when life happens, just remember that, you know, you can't control your thoughts and how you perceive the
That's helpful, Jenny. I think that goes along with some of what we were just talking about, although we were, of course, discussing it from how to make our lives easier, but a lot of those things is freeing up mental capacity, freeing up emotional space, and those being our controllables. We can't control everything that we have to do on a day-to-day basis as people, as employees, as bosses, as moms, as creatives, and da-da-da, but we can't control how we approach it. So I appreciate that.
If you hear those are snaps. Thank you, Jenny, for that nice word. Thank you to my lovely ladies, Aisha and Jenny, who gave some great tips on how to make our lives easier. If you have some tips that you want to share with us, because, you know, we are an open community that like to, you know, help our community as well. You can do that by going to our Instagram and Twitter at @shenanigans_pod and letting us know ways that you make your life easier. And Lord willing, we will be back with another episode in 2 weeks. Bye.